Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Simply Shine Radio with Shona Ann Hill. I'm here in York, UK, just wanting to give out messages each week to help you to grow and to shine and be the best that you can be, because you are all worthy and deserving of that. What I find most interesting about humanity as a whole is that we seem so much to be lacking love when actually we are beings of love. And yet I see emotions around me, fear, anger, all sorts of other egotistical emotions. And I'm wanting to tell you that you're loved. I'm wanting you to know that you are unconditionally loved and you are worthy of everything and anything that you choose to do and all that you are. I'm here with my animals this evening. I've got a parrot called George and a little dog called Ludwig with me. So you'll hear them from time to time in the background, tooting and making noise. Just to raise the vibration. Sometimes George likes to make people laugh. And so you might hear them from time to time. So I'm just letting you know that they're there. As I say, sometimes George especially likes to spread a giggle with noises and stuff that he likes to do. And that's what's so interesting, actually, as I have animals around me, it might be interesting just to talk about them for a little while because they are so lovable, aren't they? Animals are so lovable. And why is that? It's because they harbor that unconditional love. They are hearts on legs. They are what we strive to be. And we are all spiritual beings, whether we choose to recognize it or whether we don't. Whether we recognize that we're part of the universe, stardust, having a human experience, or whether we don't. But that is a very, very truthful thing, and it changes your whole observation about where you are. If you realize that you are a soul having a human experience rather than a human with a soul, it changes your whole view about how life is and what you can do with it. And it makes the wonderful earth that we live on almost seem like a playground rather than a place where we're here to survive. That's another thing I see a lot around me. Bless your hearts. I see a lot of people existing, surviving, rather than living and enjoying. Precious ones, we are here to enjoy. We are here to have fun and create whatever it is that we wish to create. And we can. A thought comes to us, we can create it. Because as soon as that thought pattern comes into our brain or our heart's mind, we are creating a thought picture. Now, those who are have psychic ability, or clairgnostic like myself, will sometimes see these thought bubbles appearing with the person that's having them on behind their shoulder, or it's like a thought bubble, you know, like when you see a cartoon and you see the thought bubbles coming out of the head. It's very much like that in real life to, well, somebody like me that's all seeing. I see what people are creating with their thoughts. Thoughts are powerful things. Whatever you choose to think about and give focus to, you are creating. So, if you are thinking positively and creating a positive thought process, then you're going to have positive feedback through experience. Now, over the 15, 16 years or so that we've been going through, we've kind of lost our way in a lot of ways, lost our ability in a lot of places to see the joy in things and look at things from a higher perspective. And therefore, we have gone on a little bit of a downward spiral and had all sorts of things pop up for us. Whoever you are, could be health issues, could be material issues, money issues, whatever it is. And all these challenges, things that happen, are merely our thought processes playing out. So in order to change what our experience is, all we need to do is to change the way that we think about things on a day-to-day basis. And also be mindful of the thoughts. Really observe. Step back and observe yourself. Most thoughts that come into our head actually are nothing to do with us. They are other people's thoughts that have bounded in upon us through the etheric field. So on that basis, most thoughts, and I would say 90% minimum of our thoughts, do not belong to us. And therefore, we can just delete them. You can kind of see yourself pressing a delete button and seeing them go, or you can just simply, as a thought comes in, blow it away. Keep the joyful ones, if you wish to keep, obviously. But the ones that are not so good, you can quickly delete them and remove them from your conscious mind. Now, I myself am all about empowerment. I'm all about giving people confidence and assisting them to be the best that they can be. And I do it in a variety of different ways. Courses, through treatments, through coaching. And it's a lovely process to see transformation appearing in front of your face, in people that come and see you. And another thing I'll say is never be afraid of silence. Many people are afraid of being on their own. I love being on my own. I love my own space when it's available to me. I don't have it all that much, really, but when I do, I love it dearly. And in that space of silence or whatever you choose to do in your own space, it's wonderful, it's empowering. Some people don't like being alone. They find it a lonely thing when there's nobody with them. To me, loneliness means doing. And really, it's a form of boredom. Your soul's boredom screaming out, trying to make you be creative. Sound of silence. I do love the sound of silence as well, because in that space, you can really get to hear your intuition and hear your soul's responses to your questions and your higher guidance. And that is where we need to come from to move forward into the life that we envision for ourselves, whatever that is, whether it's a vision of helping people local to you, or whether it's a worldwide mission, it doesn't matter. It's hearing your intuition, your focus, and the guidance of where to go and what to do next. And that can be found in the beauty of silence. So there's nothing to fear in it. It isn't lonely. It's actually a very, very powerful space. And it's all about turning everything that you know on its head almost, and seeing it from the opposite of what you've known. It's like when you have, let's say, challenges of, it appears to have a negative impact. No matter what that challenge is, the result of it is positive for you. Even if it seems so unexpected, so out of the blue, and so not what you envisioned, because it's to do with someone close to you. The higher perspective of it is that it's made way for something better. And that is always the way to look at things. Oh, wow, that was a shock, but okay, something better must be coming along. That is a primary thought process. Make positive and indeed abundant changes in your life. Word abundance, most people brings up the word money. But abundance is a lot more than that. Abundance is having enough time for you. Abundance is having enough time for self-care. Abundance is having time to have with friends or that partner that adores you. Yes, abundance is being able to afford anything and everything that you choose. And I tell you this now, there is enough for everyone, including you. Everyone is cared for. and receives to what they put out through their vibrational field. And with anything else, money is something that you attract or not, depending on your thought processes and where you're at within yourself. If you are thinking, oh God, I can't afford that, I can't afford that, I can't do this, I want to do that, but I can't because I haven't got the money, blah, 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 and you're thinking thoughts like this all the time, that is going to become your permanent experience. Possibly why we've had a financial crash in the last 15 years also. It's got to a time where we need to switch to a more heart-based thought process. Change from a physical level to a soul level in our response mechanism. Or from the third dimension to the fifth dimension, whichever way it is working for you, in regards to what I've just said. It's basically moving from a physical, emotional space to a soulful, heartfelt space, one of ego to one of love and joy and happiness, one of shining, which is why I called this Simply Shine. Life is about coming from the heart, and it is becoming the case that only coming from the heart will work for us. This is why we've had so many challenges come up for us in the last few years, because we have still been or gone too much into a physical state of mind rather than a heartfelt, soulful state. But it is through the soul and the heart and the joy of that combination that will change the way the world is for us and how everything is going. To remove anything that appears to be too challenging or negative, you need to bombard it with love. Love it to death. This goes with anything. You could, any illness, any form of trauma, terrorism, anything that pops into your mind right now as I'm speaking, love it, love it, love it. And if it's something that you consider to be negative, you will love it to death. If it's something that you want to have more of, you will love it into being. The truth is, the more loving you are, the more from the heart that you are, the more positive your experience will be. And also need to realize as well that every single person on this planet is in service to another. No matter what profession you do, you are in service to humanity. This is why there is no superiority, and everybody is equal. There is God, and there is us. And nobody is God but God. Everybody is the same. There is no superiority. This is something we all need to understand. that we are all in service, here to help one another, to grow, to be the best that we can be, to empower each other, and just simply share the joy of all that is. That is what we are here to do in our own way. We are a collective and we are individual. And in our individual state, each one of us has its own unique thing that we have that no one else does. And that unique thing to you is what you are here to share with all of humanity in service. You do not need to be in a job that you do not like. You do not need to be doing anything that you do not like. If something isn't working for you, isn't right for you in any area of your life, anything is making you feel uncomfortable, you can at any time make the change. I'm not saying it's the easiest thing in the world to do, because you still have to do the other job or whatever it is whilst you're creating your new life. So there's a lot of in-between time, which can be quite stressful if you don't manage it properly. But as long as you focus on giving the life that you want, the life that you're moving into, give that as much focus as your day job that's just paying the bills until you can say goodbye, then you're well on the way, because the universe or God responds to what you are putting out there. So in that respect, you can change your life at any time that's right for you now. Now is the right time. And you know, it takes dedication. It does take dedication, because you have to almost mark it in your diary as an appointment. Because you could have long days at work and you come home and you're tired and you think, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. You're putting your dream on hold. Set an alarm, set a beeper, write in your diary, today I'm doing this for my life's purpose, and do it. You start perhaps into progress positively and energetically, and it's like, yes, I'm making the change. The universe can only respond in a positive way to that, filling in all the gaps, making everything happen to create your dream in reality. So if you want it, you can make it happen and you can do it now. And do not worry about the past. The past doesn't hold you. Maybe parts of it that have upset you. There may be parts of it that haven't been as you expected. May even have been heartbreaking moments, but none of them belong to you. They're irrelevant in the present, in the now. The only thing that matters is right now, because that dream can come in for you right now if you are taking action towards that dream right now. So the present moment is the only moment that's relevant. No other moment or time matters. There's no point in thinking about the future. It's not happened yet. There's no point in thinking about the past. You cannot change it. It does not have a hold over you anyway, so you can just blow it away. What matters is what you're doing now. What are those thought bubbles that you're putting out saying? Are they good bubbles or are they bad bubbles? If they're not as positive as you would like them to be right now, make them so by the end of your day. Make them so by the end of your day. Because those thoughts will change your life. Those thoughts make dreams happen. Now, as I say, I'm based in New York, in the UK, but I am a person of the world, and I am here to help and repair, empower, and give confidence to all of humanity, all of you. That is my purpose. That is my dream. Now, this is a radio show that I'm going to be doing every week for you. Every time I come on, something different. Very spontaneous. I haven't planned anything that I've said. It's all just flow from me. That will be the same every week, but I am willing to answer any questions that you may have or any topics that you would like me to discuss specifically. I will be happy to do that. You can email me at info@shonaannhill.com. Or you can see what information on my website, which again is www.shonaannhill.com. Thank you so much for listening, precious ones of the world. I will love you and leave you for this time. And I look forward so much to chatting with you again on my next show. I love you deeply. Bye for now.